Now on to our final game. It's lightning fill-in-the-blank. You know how it works. Each of our players will each have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Alonzo and Mo each have 2, and Nagin has 3.
All right, we have flipped a coin, and Mo has elected to go second, so Alonzo, you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. On Wednesday, the Senate Intelligence Committee issued a subpoena for former National Security Advisor blank.
Flynn?
Yes, Michael Flynn. On Sunday, North Korea accused the CIA of plotting the assassination of blank.
Their leader?
Whose name is?
I didn't know you were going to get technical about it. Kim Jong-il.
Kim Jong-un it was.
Un.
This week, journalists were banned from investment in events in China run by the sister of senior White House advisor, blank.
Jared, how's it?
He's like the jewelry company. Just one name is all we need. Jared Kushner.
Kushner, yeah.
On Wednesday, Moon Jae-in took the oath of office as the new president of blank.
South Korea.
Right. Calling him a threat to national security, the Ukrainian government has banned blank from their country.
Trump?
No, Steven Seagal. According to ER doctors, this year saw a huge spike in blank injuries.
Head injuries?
Avocado slicing injuries. According to a new study, common painkillers have been linked to an increased risk of blank.
Pain?
No. Heart attacks. As a tribute to his recently deceased friend, a New Yorker is traveling to ballparks across the country and blanking.
Eating a hot dog?
No, he is flushing his friend's ashes down the ballpark toilets.
That's a friend.
It is a friend. Tom McDonald has taken it upon himself to honor his friend's life as a baseball fan and a plumber by traveling to stadiums across. Well, true. He's traveling to stadiums across the country, disposed of a little bit of his friend's remains in a toilet in each park. While some people may find this tribute strange, it's like the old saying, ashes to ashes, flush to flush. Bill, how did Alonzo do in our quiz?
He got 4 right. That's 8 more points for him. He has a total of 10, and he's in the lead.
All right. Okay, Mo, you're up next, fill in the blank. On Monday, the appeals court heard arguments on Trump's revised blank.
Travel ban.
As he likes to call it. On Sunday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill banning so-called blank cities.
Sanctuary.
Right. On Monday, Sinclair Broadcasting confirmed a $3.9 billion bid to purchase blank.
Tribune.
Right. A sword-wielding man attempting to rob a store in Pittsburgh fled the scene empty-handed when the shopkeeper blanked.
When the shopkeeper pulled out a bigger sword.
That's exactly right. Okay. On Monday, officials in Nevada announced the state would begin selling recreational blank this summer.
Marijuana.
Right. A new study released this week found that a blank-free diet may actually increase the risk of obesity.
A gluten-free diet?
Yes. This week, people in Britain voiced their outrage about the country's new 5-pound note, claiming that it blanks.
It smells bad.
Close. They complain that it cuts their noses when they use it to snort cocaine. The new 5-pound notes are made out of a unique polymer that makes them waterproof, tearproof, and apparently fun-proof. According to a handful of very sweaty people who were talking very loudly, if you attempt to use the new bills to snort coke, it'll leave small cuts in your nose. This is true.
Yeah. Say hello to my little chum.
Exactly. Bill, how did Mo do in our quiz?
Well, he got 6 right. That's 12 more points. He has a total now of 14 and the lead.
All right, then. So how many does Nagin? Very good, Mo. How many, then, does Nagin need to win?
6 to win, Nagin.
Let's do it.
Fill in the blank, Nagin. While she was giving a commencement address at a historically black university, students booed
Betsy
and turned
DeVos.
Their back on Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. On Thursday, President Trump announced a panel to review possible blank fraud.
Election fraud.
Close enough.
Voter fraud.
On Thursday, Trump said he would consider releasing his blanks, but only after leaving office.
Tax returns.
Right. After her cheating husband demanded half of their life savings, a woman in Columbia blanked to prevent it from getting any.
Drove off in her Mercedes.
No, she ate $14,000 in cash.
Of course.
On Wednesday, the U.S. announced it was banning blanks on all inbound flights from Europe.
Laptops.
Right, finishing ahead by more than 2 lengths. Always Dreaming won the 2017 blank.
Kentucky Derby.
Right, a police department in Oklahoma attempting to trick drug users into turning themselves in this week offered to blank.
Offered to give them drugs.
No, they offered to test their meth for gluten.
At least they're not going to be obese.
Exactly, exactly.
On their Facebook page, the Tecumseh, Oklahoma Police Department posted the following message, quote, "We are offering free testing for gluten-laced meth. Please bring your meth to the Tecumseh Police Department for your free test. This is great for many meth users who have a hard time finding a restaurant where they can eat, both because of the gluten and all the surfaces that are covered with spiders." Bill, did Nagin Farsad do well enough to win?
Well, she got 13 points, but it's still one short of Moe's 14.
Oh, Moe, you outlasted her.